in process.
Michael. Yes, so agenda paper 14 has attached to it two submissions that we've received, one relating to embedded derivatives and one relating to accounting for royalty payments associated with the Australian, it's the mineral resources rent tax, as well as noting the carry-forward item that we've had from past meetings to do with contingent pricing for purchase of PP&E and intangibles. Now, I did just want to also draw your attention to the fact that we have since had two additional agenda requests linked to the mineral resources rent tax,
MRRT,
indeed. So we will sort of bring the whole package of requests to you as part of one paper at the next meeting, rather than try and deal with those individually, of course. I think that makes much more sense. The other thing that I wanted to mention to you was two further submissions on different topics, separate topics, that we've received. And one relates to accounting for rights associated with land. So this might be rights to use the land, perhaps for agricultural purposes, or rights to build on land, and the questions associated with, you know, should you be capitalizing costs associated with that or not, given that it's land, and, you know, do we analogize to leases, that sort of thing. So that's a further submission that we've since received, so we will be working on that. What we'll do with these various submissions is circulate those to you and also put copies on the website so that members of the public can also see what's been submitted, and then we'll bring the papers to you. All being well, next meeting, if we can fit it all in, if not, it'll obviously come to the May meeting. And then the other submission relates to rate-regulated activities and a question concerning what is the unit of account in the context of rate regulation, and whether the population as a whole within a single regulatory environment could be viewed as a single unit of account, and if so, what consequences does that have for the ability to recognise a regulatory asset or a regulatory liability? So as I say, all of these additional submissions we will circulate to you on the usual anonymous basis. We'll also put an anonymous version on the website as well so that constituents can see what we're planning to bring next time. But are there any questions on any of those items?
One additional background note, the land issue came up out of our emerging economies group. It's probably not an issue that most of the people around the table here would regularly have encountered, but in a lot of post-communist and post-colonial economies, it is a significant issue. So our commitment to the emerging economies adds an additional emphasis, I think, to this one.
And of course, if you've got any sort of perspectives, experience that you would like to share with us as we develop the paper, so in advance of the next meeting, please do contact me and I'll put you in touch with the relevant staff member who's going to be working on that particular paper.
Do you want to appoint your reviewers?
We'll do that in the closed session.
All right. What I would suggest then is that we break until 1:30. Take an hour for lunch, and we've got some things on the agenda, and that'll give Ian time to get in here by 2.
Okay.
This ends the public portion of the meeting. We will not reconvene in public.